I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Congrats on tuning into the show where we teach you the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive. And on top of all of this, we throw a huge dose of what we call personal initiative. That's the energy for you to go get it. Go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. And when we put all that together, you get Work on Your Game. This is the Work on Your Game podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin, the podcaster extraordinaire. I am your host today, yesterday, and every day forever. And today's topic, we're talking about time today. And sometimes in life, when you are putting in the work, when you are doing the right things, or at least what you believe to be the right things, you're sticking to the disciplines, you're remaining confident, you're staying mentally tough, you are taking initiative. Understand that sometimes the reason why, even though you're doing all those things and you still have not achieved your outcome, the outcome you thought you would have by this point, sometimes it just means you got to put more time in. Oftentimes, it means you got to put more time in. All the time, it means you just got to put more time into the game. Just because you're doing the quote-unquote right things and following the system and you're doing all the stuff that I talk about on this podcast every single day, or that you heard any other expert or guru or sensei or teacher or coach or player talk about, that doesn't necessarily mean that just because you followed it and followed it to a T, followed it perfectly, that does not necessarily mean you're going to get the outcome just because you started doing it. It takes time to achieve anything. Anything that's going to matter is going to take some time that you got to put in. And sometimes there's nothing wrong with the formula. There's nothing wrong with you. Nothing wrong with the location. Nothing wrong with the people around you, whether they are authority figures, whether they are subordinate to you, whether they are colleagues or peers or teammates or classmates. There's nothing wrong with any of those things. I mean, they're not perfect, but there's nothing about them that is keeping you from your outcome. The only thing that's keeping you from your outcome is that you got to make a little bit more of that time investment. Now, let's get into what we're talking about here today. And I'm talking about this topic specifically because many people come to me with these exact challenges. They tell me they're doing this, they're doing that, but they don't have the outcome they want. They're not in the position they want to be in. They're not performing at the level they feel like they should be performing at. And that word right there causes a lot of grief and pain and anxiety and stress in people for no reason whatsoever, because people just arbitrarily choose these shoulds. A player sent me an email today and said, I'm averaging 10 points a game, but I feel like I should be averaging 20 points a game. Or someone says, I'm on the B team right now. I feel like I should be on the A team. Or I'm making this much money right now. I feel like I should be making twice as much money. And where did you get this from? Where are you getting these shoulds from? Usually our shoulds come from either something we saw somebody else doing and we're comparing ourselves to them, or is coming from something that we decided we should have achieved by now, somewhere we feel like we should be, a person we feel like we should be at this point. It's completely arbitrary. We're just making these up out of nowhere or taking them from someone else, even though we're not that someone else. And then we're comparing ourselves to the should, which is causing us a whole bunch of stress. And we're like, okay, I'm not where I should be, even though where you should be is something you just made up out of nowhere. So that's why talking about this, putting more time in. If you want to hold on to those shoulds, you can. I helped you eliminate those back in the previous episode of the show. I'm going to pull up that episode so you know exactly what it is and you can go take care of it. Beware of your shoulds, episode number 554 from October of 2017. And you can listen to that episode. Any episode of this podcast, by the way, you could just type in dreallday.com/ and then put the number of the episode. So, for example, this episode is not this one today, but the one I'm referring to, Beware of Your Shoulds. Just go to dreallday.com/554. And that's actual numbers, not the words. 554. That'll take you to episode number 554, Beware of Your Shoulds. You want to see the full archive of this podcast? Yes, the ones that you can't see in your feed, whatever you're using right now. You can't see every episode because there are so many. Go to dreallday.com/podcast and you can see all of the episodes always guaranteed. Again, dreallday.com/podcast. And now to our topic. Sometimes you just got to put more time into the game, more time into your work, more time into your craft. Point number one, people will say to me, as I explained already, that they're working and they're trying and they're doing what they believe to be the right things, but it's not working yet. My answer is, so what? You've been doing all the right things. You've been following the scripts. You've been following the program. You've been doing the studying or whatever it is you're supposed to be doing in order to get whatever it is you're trying to get. Just because you're doing it and it's not working yet, so what? Doing it does not guarantee you success. I don't know if anyone ever told you that. I want to make sure people get it. Doing the right things is not a guarantee of success. Did you know that? And anything I say on this podcast you think is a good quote, quote me and at me at Dre All Day. Make sure you put my name at the end of that quote and I will retweet you on Twitter. My Twitter is at Dre All Day. Doing the right things is not a guarantee. It does not entitle you to succeeding. I don't know if you didn't know that. Maybe in school they teach you that. They may be teaching you a lot of stuff at school. I'm going to help you learn the right things that they teach you at school. They're going to teach you some things that are useful. They're going to teach you some things that are neutral. They're going to teach you some things that are garbage. But I'm going to give you everything that you need to know. Doing the right thing, I'm going to say this for the fourth time, does not guarantee you success. So what? You've been doing the right thing. So what? You've been following the program. So what? You know you're better than this person and that person. So what? You feel like you should be at a certain point. So what? Life and success, people, all of life and the success in life does not happen in a microwave. Y'all know what a microwave is, right? You put something in it, and because of the radioactive waves that get sent through, usually it's food, right? The radioactive waves that get sent through the food gets hot faster. Personally, I don't put food in microwaves. I have a microwave, but we don't even use our microwave. It's completely clean. You ever see somebody's microwave and it's dirty as hell and it got like food stuck to the walls of it? It's disgusting. But anyway, our microwave is perfectly clean. One reason is because we keep the place clean. Another reason is we don't use it. We don't use the microwave. Success doesn't happen in a microwave. Success happens in the oven, people. You know what happens when you make something in the oven? You got to preheat the oven. You got to turn the oven on so that it's working before you even put the food in there. Then you got to gather and mix all the ingredients. Then you put it in the oven and you let it bake for the specified amount of time. Then you take it out and let it cool off a little bit. Then you eat it. You see all those steps you got to take to make something in the oven? When it's in a microwave, you don't have to take all those steps. Things come microwavable, right? Microwavable meals. All you got to do is throw it in there, push a button, and it automatically makes it, and you're already ready to eat it. That's garbage. And usually it's garbage food. Can we agree? Any food that you can get in a microwavable meal usually is garbage. And if you happen to be a person eating a lot of microwavable meals these days, listen, I'm not taking a shot at you. I spent a lot of time eating microwavable. In 2006, I'm going to tell y'all a story. 2006. I was working at this gym called Philadelphia Sports Club. All of my meals, because I didn't have that much money, and I thought I was being smart and economical. This is before I became woke, when it came to food. Okay, it was a time when I wasn't very woke when it came to the food that I was eating. I went to this grocery store called ShopRite. It was right on City Line Avenue in Philadelphia, or actually in Bala Cynwyd, for those from Philly know what I'm talking about. I went to this ShopRite, and in the frozen food section, because I wasn't much for cooking, I didn't want to cook any meals. At the time, I didn't know anything about any meal delivery service, and even if I did, I couldn't have afforded it. I just wanted some food that I could make quick, because I was spending so much time either at work or at the gym working on my game. I didn't know how to cook, first of all. I didn't want to take the time to learn, and I didn't want to invest the time in cooking to make myself three good meals every single day. That wasn't happening, or at least two. I was eating Frosted Flakes and Cheerios for breakfast. I didn't want to have to do that. So I went to the frozen food section. I bought all these microwavable dinners, and they looked pretty good. I think they were made by Stouffer's. Y'all know Stouffer's. I bought all these microwavable meals, and then one day I went in and they were on sale. The microwavable meals were on sale. So this is what I did. First of all, let me give another reference. If any of you ever saw the video, and those, some of you may not even be old enough to remember this video. 1992, Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg did a video called Nothing But a G Thing. And that was the first time I had heard the two of them together. They had done a song before that, but that was the first time I heard the two of them together. And in the video for that song, Nothing But a G Thing, and if you didn't see it, you don't know what I'm talking about, you'll still get this point. They were having a house party. The video was set like in a house party. These guys are walking through the house party rapping, Dre and Snoop. And at one point, someone goes in the kitchen and opens the refrigerator. And inside the refrigerator, you know, when you open a fridge, maybe at your home, there are shelves on the fridge. So you got different levels of stuff on different shelves. But inside this refrigerator in the video, there were no shelves. All the shelves were removed. So it was just a big open box that keeps things cold. And inside it, instead of there being food like cheese and milk and fruits, it was all 40-ounce malt liquors. It was a whole bunch of 40-ounce bottles, and they were stacked up really neatly inside the refrigerator. So anyone who wanted a 40 could just go in there and grab one right out of the refrigerator. And I'm telling you that to tell you this. I didn't buy a whole bunch of 40s from the grocery store. What I bought was a whole bunch of microwavable meals, and I stacked them up in my freezer the same way Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg had the 40-ounce bottles stacked up in the Nothing But a G Thing video. I bought so many of those things. They were on sale once. I think they were like $4 a piece. I stacked my whole refrigerator with these meals, and this is all I ate every single day. My breakfast would be some kind of cereal, some processed food cereal that came in a box. Frosted Flakes is my favorite, Honey Nut Cheerios, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Rice Krispies. Those are my top four. If you want to get me some good cereal, those are the four to get. I don't even eat cereal anymore, but that's what I would eat for breakfast. I would make myself a protein shake with some really, really bad, cheap protein that I got off bodybuilding.com. Shout out to bodybuilding.com. And then I would eat those meals twice a day, those microwavable meals. I ate like that for damn near an entire year. That's how I used to eat. And I eventually, luckily for me, turned that whole situation around. I'm telling you all that to tell you this, food that comes in a microwave usually ain't good. All right. Stuff that comes in a microwave usually ain't very good. The food that I made in that microwave was very garbage food. And what's crazy is I was working at a gym. I'm working at a gym. So there are people who are in shape, people who work out, there are personal trainers in there every single day. None of them bothered to say to me, hey, Dre, I see all these frozen Stouffer's meals you have in the freezer. You ever thought about eating something better? Nobody came to me and offered that unsolicited advice. I don't usually take a lot of unsolicited advice. That advice I would have taken. I wish somebody who was working there had told me, yo, I'm a personal trainer. I know some things about the body. What you're eating is not good for you, Dre. And you being a basketball player, I think it's my duty to let you know that. Why didn't any trainer there let me know that? I don't know. We're just going to leave that question right there in the air to hang for all of eternity. So I'll run into one of those people and ask them, why did they let me keep eating that garbage if they knew better? Maybe they didn't know any better. But anyway, stuff that comes in a microwave, cheap, fast, easy, usually not worth it. Stuff that comes in the oven, you got several steps you got to go through. It takes a whole lot more time, and that's the way success works the same way, people. Point number two. Time is an investment, and today's topic is sometimes you need to put more time in. That's the only thing between you and your success is more time. Point number two, time is an investment. We know this, right? I talked about the five forms of investment, how you had to invest all the time in the things that you do. Time, money, attention, energy, focus, all of them you must invest. And I explained that a few episodes back. Again, that you should see that in your podcast feed if you're listening to this the day that was released. Or just go to dreallday.com/podcast. That's dreallday.com/podcast, episode number 609, five forms of investment and how to use each, how to invest each. anything that matters in life, anything that's going to be significant to you, there must be a time investment. If you have not invested time into something, it's not going to matter much. It won't matter for a long time, and it's not going to be significant for a long time. Something can be significant for a short period of time when it's been made in the microwave. And we see this. I mean, you go on the internet, you can watch the news. You ever heard someone say 15 minutes of fame or one hit wonder or someone who's here today, gone tomorrow? Their success happened in a microwave. It happened quick. It was fast. It was easy. It was cheap. And it was worthless because it was here today and gone tomorrow. It was one hit and then it was gone. We wonder what the hell happened to them. That can happen for anybody in the short term. You want to see something that's really been invested in, something that's really worth something, something that's actually going to last. You got to look at the long term effects of it. Therefore, you got to, number one thing you got to do is detach your emotions from the current moment and say, okay, let me detach from the hysteria of the moment and see how this whole situation plays out. That's for you and that's with anyone else or anything else you're dealing with. That time investment is important for something to be significant. Relationships, any strong relationships you have in life, there's time invested in that relationship, true or not true. If you are in good physical shape, that's because you put time into being in the right shape. If you're not in good shape, it's because you're not putting any time to being in the right shape. If you're good with money, you have put time into knowing what to do with your money and doing the right things with your money over an extended period of time. And if you're not, you've been doing the opposite. If you have a strong business, it's because you put time into making sure that business runs properly the way you want it to run to produce what you want it to produce. And if you have a business but it's not really doing what you want, it's because you have not put the proper time into the right activities to have that business doing what you want it to do. This is just how it works, people. When we invest time, we get solid results, significant results, meaningful results. When we have not yet invested time, we get cheap results. And maybe we get things that we can enjoy in the moment, but they're not going to stay with us for a long time. Men who are listening to this, hopefully I'm not stepping on any toes when I say this. How many of you married the woman that you slept with on the first night? Let's just talk about things as they actually are. Okay, that's what we do here on this podcast. If you got kids listening to this, listen, they already know about this stuff. They don't talk about it around you, parent, but they do. Men, how many of you married the chick you slept with on the first night? Probably very few of you. If you did, then listen, this is not a shot against you. And if you're the woman who slept on the first night and married the guy, hey, it's not a shot against you either. But let's just talk about it how it is, at least from the perspective of the person who is talking on this podcast, the perspective of your host. Point number three. Today's topic, again, is sometimes you just need to put more time into the game. Success is a diva. Did y'all know that? Success is a diva. You know what a diva means? I don't mean the female version of a hustler. I mean, success is a woman who wants everything to happen her way. She only sees things her way. She does not care about your perspective. She does not care about your feelings. She does not mind inconveniencing you. She actually looks forward to inconveniencing you. She understands the whole world revolves around her from her perspective, and anything that does not have to do with pleasing her, she is not interested in at all. That's how you need to look at success. I'm telling you that to tell you this. The success does not work on your time. Success does not care if you are impatient. Success does not care that you're upset that you have not gotten to court her yet. Episode number 381, experiences everything that happens in between successes. You want to gain experience in life? That's everything that happens in between one success and until you get to the next success. That is experience. Experience is worth a whole lot of money because you have been where other people have not yet been, where other people want to go, where other people may want to avoid going. Experienced people become experts. Why? Because they have the experience, because they've been through it. They have invested the time. Episode number 254, long-term success requires long-term work. This is the exact topic that we're talking about here today. You got to put more time in the game. It's not just that you did the right things, it's more time in the game. Episode number 203, never disrespect success. You disrespect the diva, she'll never talk to you again. And here's the thing, she doesn't need to talk to you. You need to talk to her. So this is the thing about success. Success does not need you. You need success. See, success has 1,000, 1,000,000, 1,000,000,000 people trying to get to her right now. She has so many choices. She can just pick whichever one she wants. Okay, she doesn't need you. You don't have a lot of choices. You got two, success and failure. You don't even want failure. So you have one choice. And when you only have one option, usually we make it work. And I'm telling you how to make it work. You just got to make sure you're putting more time in the game. Let's recap today's topic again, what I just told you, putting more time in the game. People say they've been working hard. They've been trying, but it's not working yet. So what? Life and success does not happen in a microwave. It happens in the oven. It takes more steps. It takes more time. Point number two, time is an investment. Anything that matters, anything that is significant, you must invest time into it. Your relationships, your fitness, your money, your business. You have invested time into at least the parts of that that matter, the ones that are significant, the parts that will last. You've invested time into it. Number three, success is a diva, meaning it does not work on your schedule. You work on her schedule. When she's ready, she's ready. If she ain't, you keep working. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.